If you was invited to a banquet for free and you was told you can have whatever you want, wouldn't you go in there and enjoy it? You think, yeah, what a benefit. I'm going to go in, I'm going to have all this luxurious food, I'm going to mix around with these wonderful people here that's invited us, and they've given us great grace to come in and to share in this wonderful banquet. And you would take full advantage. I think everyone would take full advantage of what was being made available to them. And God has given us a new life in Christ, and we should take full advantage of all the benefits of this new life in Christ. Number one, we got a relationship with the creators of the heaven and the earth, our wonderful heavenly Father. We got Christ in us, the hope of glory. You know, we're heirs of God, and we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And it's just where we set our thinking. You know, we can let the things in this world distract us off. Like Becky was sharing, we could listen to the carnal world and what they say and what they have or what they don't have, and we can compare ourselves. We know that the scriptures also say that, you know, we're unwise if we compare ourselves. You know, we're all the same before God as born-again believers. There's no one better. Jason was mentioning that earlier on. So there's a lot of great things being shared, and you know, God is a God of love, mercy, and grace. And every day we wake up, we got an opportunity to grow with God. We got an opportunity to get closer to God. We got an opportunity to take full advantage of what Jesus Christ made available through his death, burial, and resurrection, and God raising him from the dead and seating him at his own right-hand side. And the more that you go to God, the more you desire his truth, his way, then he can start to enlighten your eyes. And God can give to you the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. As we practice the things of like speaking in tongues, we burn up all the negative ballast in our life, all those things that try to stick to us that we maybe had before we become born again. Paradigms, wrong thinking. And God has given us a wonderful way to live above this world. And one of those ways that we can truly walk in the power of God is not only setting our minds and thoughts on things above and what we think, you know, controlling our thinking, bringing everything captive to the obedience of Christ, but we can start to declare. You know, when we confess and say what God says, we are speaking words of light. It's like fire coming out of your mouth. You know, it burns up everything that is not right in your life. When you're not feeling so great, or you know, in your heart and your mind or your emotions or your body, when you start declaring, by his stripes I was healed, you know, I have light and I have life, I'm being renewed in the spirit of my mind, and I'm being transformed from glory to glory, from faith to faith. When you start declaring and saying who you truly are and what God says about you, then everything starts to burn up. And I was just thinking of the day of Pentecost. That's coming up soon, isn't it? And on the day of Pentecost, it was like cloven tongues, like as of fire, sat upon each of them. There was a transformation took place with inside their heart, and they all began to speak the heavenly words, the speaking in tongues. And it was burning up all the fears, all the worries, all the doubts. Peter was full of fear before this. You know, he's behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. All of the disciples were. And now he had this great boldness where he stood up and spoke. And I realized as I continued with God, despite all the different fears I had many, but as I continued with God and started to declare what he said, I got close to all the, I've had many leaders in my life that, from growing up, I've been born again since I was 16. But God brought me around wonderful leaders that took a shine to me. Obviously, that was the grace of God, and wanted to teach me. And so I really listened. I sat at the feet of many, and you know, and there was different doctrines, different understanding. But I was on a journey. I was on a journey of learning. So God brought me to this wonderful truth of where we can truly walk free, and that we can truly walk as Jesus Christ walked, that we can walk in signs, miracles, and wonders. Not that we seek them, but we move and we demonstrate the power of God. We bring healing and we bring deliverance to the hearts and minds and bodies of those that are hungry. Someone was mentioned about being hungry. You know, if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. If you're not hungry, you're not going to search for food. If you're not hungry, you're going to be, you become bloated. You know, because you're not eating properly, so your stomach becomes a little like a bloated because you're not really sustaining yourself. And but when you start to eat, you know, the weight can drop off and everything can go back into nice shape. And it's the same spiritually. No, we don't want to be bloated on past knowledge. We don't want to live on stale bread, but the fresh bread of God. Every word that's proceeding out of the mouth of God. And you are not who people say you are from your past. That was you. That was the old you. But now you are a new creation in Christ. You were designed to walk in love, walk in light, walk in power, walk in authority, and to enjoy this life and live in. And I want to take full advantage of all the wonderful benefits of God. There's many, many benefits of God. Like, we're heirs of God. And we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And we have true freedom. We're to rule and reign in this life. And the way we do it is that once we receive the direction from God through the encouragement that we're receiving, and then we do it, then we can start to see everything change around us. And, you know, when we shut our mouth and we don't speak God's words to other people or to ourselves, it becomes like a fire in your bones, just like Jeremiah, you know. God's word was a fire in his bones. He tried to keep his mouth shut. But it has to come out. And as we continue to practice in the ways and the things that God is showing us to do, God starts to give you clarity of thinking. I think Becky mentioned that. He does. He gives you clarity of thinking where you can make sound-minded decisions, not carnal ones, but spiritual ones. Because when you're walking by the Spirit, you can see the difference between carnal thoughts and spiritual thoughts. And I was sharing this the other week. You know, someone can make a logical decision, it looks the right decision, but is God in that decision? Is it going to bring lasting fruit? And that's what we want, lasting fruit. And it comes down to doctrine also. Doctrine is what someone is teaching you, what someone is feeding you. And if it's wrong doctrine, you'll get some results. It might be short results or long-lasting results or great results. All depend what the words are. Is it truth? Is it the truth that sets you free? Is it the truth that sets your heart on fire? And when we start to speak against the things that are being encouraged, you know, there's certain topics that people don't like honouring God, like connecting. Some people, well, I don't need to do that, you know, I'm with God. Well, yeah, you are, but there is a body. And if you look at the life of the Apostle Paul and all the believers with him, they connected. They were moving together and they didn't have internet and they didn't have cell phones and texts, but they moved. They moved really dynamically because each one of us should be led by the Spirit of God. And when we're humble to God, we will seek his direction. And he'll put thoughts and desires in your heart. He'll give you choices also to make. We make choices and then we can make a decision based on the choices we made and then we move forward with them. And then when we do the things God puts in our heart, sometimes we may not know it's God putting something in our heart to do. But when we move upon it, when we act upon it, you know, then we can see if it is God's direction. Like for me, going to the USA, I believe in next Friday, the 24th of May, and I'll be flying to Bambi's, where she lives, Pennsylvania. And I'm really looking forward to it. But before that trip that I'm going to be doing come together, it was started with a thought. And it started in November, December. And then I started to speak this thought to people. Yeah, I really desire to come to the East Coast of America. And then I, you know, God started putting in my heart who he wanted me to see and the reason why I'm going. It all become clear to me as I began to act. And everything just fell together. And now I'm going, I got the locations I'm going, the places I'm staying, the people I'm going to be connecting to. Because I was led by God. It was step by step he took me. It wasn't the whole thing altogether. It's like an idea, and then we move with that idea. You know, God's gifts to a man, which is good in his sight, wisdom, knowledge, and joy. He gives us his wisdom, not the world's wisdom. His wisdom is totally different to the world's wisdom. You know, the world's wisdom is earthly, sensual, and devilish, it says in James. But that which comes from above is first peaceable and gentle and easy to be entreated. God never gives us anything hard to do. He gives us the simple things. And so when you come up against something in your mind through what's being spoken, you have to check your background of learning. You know, have I been taught right? No, this is what I was taught before, previously, in the era of giving, for an example, and now I'm being taught this. And the only way you're going to really know is going to God, opening up your heart to God, letting him lead you, letting him guide you, you know, seeking God with all your heart. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Father, I've got two lots of information here. I've been taught to do it this way, but now I'm being shown this way. I see the results of this way. This way has brought me so far. What do I do? And there's a period called transition. And I went through this period of transition from the old to the new. I learned some wonderful things along my journey of life with God and with the people that I've been involved with. But there was a more excellent way, which I didn't know yet. So when this was presented to me, because I'm seeking God all the time, from the time I was born again. Give me the truth. I only want the truth. I only want to move with you. But God took me on this journey of learning and started to open up my eyes. But I kept seeking. I kept desiring. I was always hungry. Am I doing it right? Am I speaking the right things? Is this really right? You know, because I'm only learning from what somebody has taught me from their knowledge of reading the scriptures and studying, right? So anyway, the only way you know is begin. You just begin. And then you'll start to see that, okay, well, I've come this far, but what about the signs? What about the miracles? What about doing the same works as Jesus Christ and greater? What about being blessed to be a blessing? I'm not in even a position to be blessed to be a blessing. This is where I was before. I can't even do nothing. I can't even travel if I want to go and travel. So I knew that I was lacking. If we're lacking, that's when we need to seek God. Why am I lacking in this area? What am I not understanding? What do I need to hear that will open up the area of my mind to believe you, to move in your way? And when we go to God with a humble heart, and that's why it's so important that we sit with God, we take time with God, we pray, we allow him to take the steps. We don't have to doubt everything, but we can listen, we can consider, and we take the things to the Father. And God is the only one that can really open up your eyes. Not somebody else, not even I can open up your eyes, but if I speak what God gives me to speak, and then you take that to your heart, and you take that to God, then he can show you. So we're all on a journey of learning. We're going to have ups and downs at times, and I certainly have had them in my journey of walk, but now God's brought me to that place where I can really be, where I really am blessed to be a blessing. Like it says it in the scriptures, I know I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings, but what I'm saying it wasn't reality in my life. But now it is a reality. And I'm resting in the rest of God. In other words, I know that it's God that's going to do the work. Like Moses, he didn't have to work to go into Egypt. God called him the second time. And then God began to work with his faith. God equipped him with what he needed to understand and know, so that he had faith to move forward, to go and stand before Pharaoh and say, listen, you let God's people go. You know, and that was a fearful situation for Moses. Don't forget, he was brought up in the house of Moses. He was educated. He knew what these guys were like. So Joseph didn't seem to be the right man on the carnal level to send in. Boy, if you go in there, he's going to kill you, Moses. Moses, not Joseph. Moses, he's going to kill you if you go in there on the carnal level. I wouldn't send him in. Well, no, they know you and they're not going to be very happy. But God uses the smallest things to confound the wise, right? And to show off his mighty power. Because our God is a powerful God. And, you know, whatever you're going through in your life, you know, some of us have had to make changes and we've made wrong decisions. But when we stay with God, he'll always put everything right for us. Because he knows our heart. We're all going to do things in our own strength at times. But God just wants you to be still. He wants you to trust in him. He wants you to receive what you're being fed right now. He wants you to take it to your heart and start to trust him. If you never step out, you're never going to see the glory of God. You're not going to see it. You know, when Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, stretch forth your hand. If he didn't respond to those words, see, when Jesus spoke those words, they were powerful words from God. They were energized by God through the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, stretch forth thine hand. And so this man, mine, believed he could do it. Faith come to him that he could do this, and he stretched it forth. And bang, the miracle happened. When we say in line what God says, when we respond to what God is saying, then the miracle happens. The deliverance comes, the answers comes, the provision comes, the direction for our life comes, the purpose for our life comes. And the purpose for our life is to walk with God, to have a living relationship with Him through what Jesus Christ made available, like Jesus done. He had a living relationship with His God. He was only interested in what the Father wanted Him to do. And we don't want to be sidetracked with the lesser things in this world. There's lots of nice things that we can go after and that we want. And a lot of people, for the best part, has been distracted by them. Because if you seek Me first, I'll give them to you. Not a problem. It's not that I don't want you to have the nice things. I just want to be first. I want to give you the very, very best. Like my kids, they might have their own pocket money and they want to go and buy something from the shop. And I'm thinking, well, if they come to me, I could have given them some more money. They could have had the full things that they wanted. No, they didn't come to me, so let them learn their lessons, you know. And God will let us learn our lessons, you know. So when we stay humble, He's watching, He's overseeing you. He knows your heart right now. He knows what you're thinking about the words I'm speaking. He knows if you're receiving them gladly. He knows if you've got wrong thinking about what I'm saying or what anybody else has said in there. God just said, listen, stop all that. Now let your mind calm down and just receive these words. Be ministered to right now through these words. Receive them gladly. On the day of Pentecost, what did they do when Peter spoke up, stood up and spoke? Those that gladly received His words, they gladly received the word. When we gladly receive the words, we're able to receive the blessings that those words contain. Words are like containers and they're very powerful, especially when they're the heavenly words coming from God. The words from God are quick and powerful. They're living energy. There's life in them. There's life. It produces life in your circumstances. It produces life in your body. It produces life in your finances. It can produce life in your dead relationships. God says, be still. Stop trying to do things yourself. Really relax. Come to Me. Just trust Me. Just receive these words. How will you ever know if they're true if you never receive them and do them? The only way we know if something is right, has been spoken, is by doing it, is by receiving it with faith and doing it in faith, taking that action where you can't see where this is going to pan out, but you're trusting God that it's going to pan out, that this God is actually going to do what He says He's going to do. The just, which is me and you, shall live by faith, not by sight. We don't go by what we see with our physical eyes. What we see, hear, smell, taste and touch in the senses, don't go by that. Now, a lot of the things that we see, especially like in relationship, for example, if we're not too happy, then we let that affect our emotions. And then it affects our faith. And then we're not going to receive the answer and direction that we need. So God says, chill out, relax, come to Me, give it to Me. I will navigate you through it. Do you trust Me? He's putting His hand out to you now. Take My hand. Do you trust Me? You can't see Me, but take it. You know, you think there's a million foot drop beneath your feet. But if you trust Me, I show you that you can walk on thin air. Jesus Christ walked on water. God can do anything with you. The only thing that limits us is our faith and what God can actually do. But God can do amazing things for you, through you, and in you. You are all unique. You are all very special. You can accomplish whatever you want to accomplish with God. The dreams and desires in your heart have been placed there in your heart by God. As those dreams and desires passed you by through the years, God says, now's the time to grab hold of them again. Rekindle it. Let Him rekindle it through these words I'm speaking now. Let the fire of the words of God. Your words are like fire, baby. Devils run when you're speaking with faith, because they know that you're believing it in your heart and you're saying it out of your mouth. Just like when we confess Jesus is Lord and we believe God raised Him from the dead, our heart and mouth were married together and in agreement, and bang, we receive the Spirit of God. And that is how everything is received from God. If you're speaking on the negative side, you believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth, that's what's going to happen. Oh, nothing ever goes right for me. Oh, woe is me. Always trouble every turn I take. Then that's what's going to continue to happen. So God says, now use your authority. Realize that your words that you speak are either death and life. And when you speak the heavenly words, the words energized by God, the promises of God that are written, when you speak them, they are javelin lights that gets rid of everything that's hindering those blessings that come to you. So God wants you to keep your minds focused on Him, stayed with Him. He'll put ideas and thoughts in your hearts to do something. Step out. It doesn't matter if it's wrong, if you've made the wrong decision, if it was your carnal mind and you thinking it's God, because you learn to hear the voice of God through those things. So at times we will make mistakes. At times we think that God's showing us something and we go to do it and it didn't pan out. It didn't work out. So what? Okay, I've learned. Now I can become stronger to really hear the voice of God. And then so all the dreams and desires in your heart, guys, He's going to bring them to pass if you stay with Him. You are successful. See, you're not successful based upon what the world says success is. Success is when you're walking with God and you're doing the things that He puts in your heart. He will bring the success to you. He'll arrange the open doors. He'll arrange the healings for you to be manifested. He'll arrange the right words to come to your ears so that you can have faith to receive from Him. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the words from God. What God is giving now, when Jesus spoke, these were words from God. You know, and then He would speak and someone would be healed. You know, and like the centurion, a Roman soldier, not even from Israel. You know, he went, his servant was sick and whatever. He went to Jesus and he said, what do you want me to do? He said, Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. He said, no, just say the word. Just say the word, just speak the word, and I know he'll be healed. And Jesus was marveled at his faith. He said, oh, I've never seen such great faith, not in all of Israel. And this guy wasn't even from Israel. And he said, okay, according to your faith, be it unto you. And as that soldier went off, a servant come to meet him and said, oh, he's restored. Because the guy understood the authority of words. Because he said to Jesus, you know, I have people that are under me. I say to this one, goes, and he goes. He does what I says. So whatever you say, you're the master in this situation. So whatever you say will go. And listen, whatever you say will go. So be careful what you say. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Think twice before you speak. Now, sometimes we mess up and we say the wrong things. So what? You're going to get slapped up by God for it? Oh, you said the wrong thing. No, I don't think so. We just start again. Okay, no problem. I'm practicing. This walk is a practice. And the more we practice, the more closer we get to God, the more we get understanding of how God works and how He wants us to move. And life becomes a joy and a pleasure. Now, some people around you may not understand where you are because you may have been a timid person, given in to everything they tell you to do. But then when you start to say no, because God showed me to do this, it can cause a little friction, right? And it does happen. I've experienced it. Other people have experienced it. But when we do what God says, no matter what anyone says, we will get blessed. Even if you get ridiculed or even if you get put down for it, the blessings will come and God will show those other people He was doing what I wanted Him to do. So we're to obey God rather than man. And if you're speaking words from God and the words of God, then receive them. You know, people should receive them. They're going to get blessed. So I'm so thankful that God has brought me on this wonderful journey. I've had many different people in my life. I've always been a good learner. I've always listened. And I've always followed with a full heart what I'm being encouraged. I take it very seriously. This is my life. And I want the best from God. And when I realize I'm not getting it, then I'm going to God. You need to bring me in front of someone that knows what they're doing with you, that actually walks with you. You need to send someone in my life, God, to show me how to minister your healing. That was my prayer for 10 years. And God sent someone from India into my life who showed me how to move with God, who showed me how to exercise my faith. Not just that I believe in God, I believe God. And there's a difference. You can believe in God. Yeah, I believe God's there and still have no power in your life. But do you believe God when He says, I want you to give this. I want you to go there. I want you to stop that. That's believing God, you know, and there's no reason in the senses realm for you to believe it. But if God is showing you, so God wants you to know how to walk with him. Just trust him. Just receive the words. Very simple. He's never made it complicated. And so I'm so thankful that the things that we've been encouraging, that I've learned and I've practiced, I've seen the results, so then also I teach. I know who's taught me. And I'm very blessed, and I'm thankful for my minister. And I'm thankful for the ones previously as well, because it was a part of my journey and learning and growth. And now I can see the error from before, but I can also see the good things from before also, so it's not all like looking at the negative things. I learned some really great stuff, but also learned stuff that wasn't so great, which I thought was great, but didn't produce anything. Because it wasn't from God, it was just man's wisdom. And we don't want to stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So, you can go with God as far as you want to go, guys. How far do you want to go? Who's stopping you? Who's hindering you? What thoughts are hindering you? It's usually a thought that hinders you. You know, you might think it's someone else, but it's only your thoughts of that someone else that's hindering you. Because God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And God really showed me on my trip to Norway, in Carl Morton's summer home, I got to share. There was 27 people there. And I opened up my heart, and I was just so bold to say what needed to be said. And I didn't hold back, and I wasn't judgmental or anything. I was just really giving my heart what I understand and knew. I gave my all in there. And I gave it unto God, not even to the people. I gave it unto God so they had a chance to really begin to see. But sometimes hardness of heart can stop someone from seeing. But the point was, the words were spoken, and those words are living energy, and they're seed, and they're living seed. And it's breaking down component parts in people's minds and understand so that they can see the truth clearly. So it's important that you speak, and you don't worry about the reaction. Did Jesus worry about the reaction? No. Did Paul worry about people's reactions? No. But when you know something is right, when you've proved it in your life with God, and you know it to be truth, why would you ever hold that back from anyone? Why would you ever hold it back from and stop someone from living and learning and being closer to God in an area? But I'm thankful. I was told to pray for labourers, because Jesus encourages disciples to do that. And since I pray for labourers, since I've started to really focus in, God has given me wonderful people that I can work with them and they can work with me. And it's a mutual thing. You know, it's a loving obedience thing, one to another. I'm humble to them, they're humble to me, and we receive each other's words gladly. Some people may not receive the words gladly, but that's not on me. My job is to just speak forth what God is energizing and showing, and it's up to them. But I see people have changed, and they've changed for the better. When we're not to look at any man in the flesh. You shouldn't look at me as Lawrence, you should look at me as Christ, because that's what it says in 2 Corinthians. We see no man after the flesh. I don't even see my wife after, as my wife, she is my wife, but I see her as Christ. I see my kids as Christ. I see you guys as Christ. I see the potential that is there. Like God sees the potential. He knows the potential in us. And now, when you start to see your potential, God's potential in you, you've got something to work with, haven't you? And then you just begin to practice these things. So it's our faith and practice. Faith and confession. Faith and action. Stepping out. No, like, it was in our hearts to get the garden done. And so, you know, it costs money to do things. And I'm thinking, oh, more money again, here we go. But, like, it needed to be done. So I said, okay, love, what do we need? What is it going to cost? So she'd done all the working out. She's the site manager. I'm the little foreman. And I got little workers that helped me out, fantastic workers. And so, we worked out what we wanted to be done and the costs. And I'm like, oh, money, you've got to pay out for it again. But I went and got it anyway. I was obedient because I knew that it needs to be done. And I wanted my wife to be happy. And also the dogs are very happy. They're running around like they're Bambi, you know, like Bambi the deer. Our boxes are like deers jumping everywhere. And they got all this freedom in the garden. So we arranged for everything to be delivered. And then Becky's partner Jack, he came today, and he's a very good worker, and we have this shed in the backyard, massive shed, and it's just been sucked there. And I don't use it, there's too many spiders in it and stuff like that, so it's been abandoned. But Jack got in there, we took the glass out, I helped him a little bit, he done most of the work, and he, you know, ripped down the roof, ripped down the sides, and he's put it all outside, he ripped up all the stuff in the ground, and we moved Maya's little house from there to where the big summer house was, and it's just so much room. And so tomorrow he'll come back, and I'll be with him again, and we're going to lay down well, Jack will lay down the mulch. I'll just make him cups of coffee and bacon sandwiches. I'm pretty good at doing that. He's a very good worker, so it's like he's very quick as well, which is great. So we had a great day. So that vision, that thought, become into manifestation, because we had to take some action. This trip to the USA was started with a thought, an idea. It was an idea from God. It was an inspirational idea. But it would never have happened if I didn't move on it. Well, maybe people might not want me to go and see them. Maybe they might be an inconvenience. They might be working. And I had all these thoughts in my mind, by the way. But God worked with me and encouraged me to make the choice and to go. And in one night, everything come together. And then I'll finish off here now. So we had... So I got my main flight sorted out, and then we got these little jumper flights. And one of them was with Spirit Airways. Oh, my God, what a cheap, nasty airway that is. So anyway, like, if the flight was cheap, but then all of a sudden you've got to pay for your baggage, got to pay for this, the suitcases have to be this size. And I'm like, and then they said to me, oh, you still owe £22. Well, the full price was paid. And I said, well, can you explain to me how are you this £22? They couldn't. So I said to Amber, right, I'm going to just let this go. I'm going to rebook another flight. So I rebooked another flight, which I was blessed with. So I'll be arriving in South Carolina in the morning. But don't worry, Sakina, if it's too early for you. I think it's about 10 o'clock I get there or something like that. I'll just hang around, so it's not a problem. So I just rebooked this flight, and it was about £50 dearer than this Spirit Airline flight. I got first class, and I got two checked-in suitcases that I can put in, whereas the other one you have to pay for them. Mm-hmm. And if I went the lower class, I still would have had to pay for the flight and the luggage on the United flight. So I was just better off doing this first class one, which was like £50 more. So with that, I got a nice seat, two checked in bags, a nice flight, and it's early morning, but it was just the best way. And I just didn't feel settled in my heart with the Spirit Airlines. And I said, okay, God, you cover that for me. And he has. So we just move with that inspirational God. You know, just move with the inspiration of God. Just be blessed. Do what he puts in your heart to do. Let God give you the words to speak. Be confident. The more you practice, the more bolder you become. And then you'll just be really letting your heart, like God working through your heart. You're not afraid of what people think about what you got to say. Because I certainly am not. And especially at Carl Morton's, I recognised this, that God was really just bringing everything out. But anyway, so with that, that's what was in my heart to share.